How are you guys? I get really anxious when I talk. First things, how God has changed my life has been immense throughout not only this past year, but like each and every day of my life. I remember distinctly the day before that I got baptized, a friend of mine that I worked with, he didn't know God like I did, and I wanted him to, and I asked him that I was getting if he would come to my baptism the very next day, and he said yes, he would try to make it. And that same morning, he was shot and killed. And I just remember that morning waking up for my baptism, my mom telling me that news, and I was just crushed inside. And somehow that just gave me the strength that you know, him being the last person that, you know, I probably talked to about Christ, hopefully that was on his mind. That night he lost his life. So the next day I was baptized. It was a great time of mine. It was a great time just to be here with my church family. And my family came here from Colombia, and just the support that I had, it was a great time. And then that feeling after being immersed and being baptized it's just been so such a blessing in my life these months that have come. And it's only been a short time since I've been baptized, but like every day I wake up with Christ on my mind, and what God has done every day is he has helped me become a more helping hand to others. He's helped me give myself more, extend my time, my patience, extend my work ethic, extend my love for both believers and non-believers. And he's given me peace in my heart of knowing that God's salvation is over everything. And it's pretty amazing because he puts people into my life day to day that once I give through Christ, that I get back in Christ. And the friendships that I've made these past weeks and months that have helped me and propelled me into this new journey. I've met a lot of Christians. I've met a lot of people who have my back. And I know this is kind of going on a rant, but a specific thing that stood out to me was I went to Corbin. He's a kid that goes to this church. I went to his practice one night, his basketball practice, and I sat there and I watched him. And there was another kid sitting next to me who was helping a kid at that same practice. And after a while, we kind of had small talk and whatnot and what reasons we were there for. And I told them I was there for Corbin, and he told me he was there for another individual. And we just kind of made this connection. And we talked about this today in Sunday school about how Christians kind of give off this radiance to one another, and how we connect. And I made a friendship, and I asked this guy. I kind of gave off a hint that I was Christian, because sometimes I still get kind of caught up in being scared of professing my faith and publicly, because you don't know what others will think or persecution from others around you. And This guy asked me if I was a Christian, and he was the same. And I told him yes, and he said that was great and that he was a Christian too. And I mean, just from that contact, like, I just felt in my heart like I knew he was a Christian as well. And it's kind of crazy how that happened. And even into the academy, Christian fellowship and discipleship of some of the classmates there, I end up like linking up with them very quickly, and we help each other, and it's just been a great time in my life, and I'm just so thankful for everything that I have and everything that I'm growing in, and everything that has happened to me is from no other than the glory of God.